Kick back a little just to watch and see. Getting sicker by the minute with debauchery. Whatever your pleasure, I'm your punk. Gonna break a sinker, baby, but not yet some. I will listen to low when you told me that I was all you had to hold. I wish it was so when you told me that you were solid gold. Gravity free is she, look at her highness on a mattress full of antimatter. You never left a very mellow impression. You smell or you go to hell expression. Quixotic elixir might, but I probably will not fix your bite. Tell me now, tell me how did I get your lipstick on my kite?
All right, welcome back to the lounge. That was Quixotic Elixir, RHCP. But welcome back. It's the 427 show, and the second to last one of the year, actually, which is kind of crazy. But I'm here with special guest, my sister, Mia Hernandez.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey,
What's up?
Let's go. So this is her first time on the show. So this is great. How many times have you been to Marquette? Like three?
A lot.
Four?
I feel like more this year than last year. If you're counting like the first one that we did with like Teddy, probably like, it's like six or seven. I've been here more than I've been to U of I.
Okay, but what about since I've been in college?
Since here? You've been here? Probably like four or five, yeah.
Four or five? Well, cool. I mean, what do you rate it out of 10? That's, because, I mean, if this is an option, you're going to be going here.
Like, as, like, a school, like, as a school in general, like, the whole school?
Well, how do you like it?
I like it a lot. I feel like it's definitely up there. I'm really interested in it. Like, we had, like, a college fair for our school, and I was, like, talking to the Marquette people, and, like I, like, see a lot of, like, Marquette stuff on social media. I'm always, like, I don't know. It just seems like I've always just liked the vibe here ever since we first came to visit here with Teddy. I'm, like, I could see myself going here.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, some of the other places that we visited, I was, like, I don't know about this one.
Well,
but Marquette's always been, like, it's always been an option for me. Before you even came here, I was, like, I could see myself going here.
Well, you still got another year to look at colleges, so you gotta, you can pick some, like, I don't know where you're, I don't know where else you're looking, but, like, what I did, remember, we, like, drove down to Indiana, see a couple places, there's one that I didn't see, I think it was Xavier, but I didn't end up going, obviously, but.
Yeah, I remember when you told me, I don't remember if it was still COVID or not, but it was you, Mom, Dad, and I, and we were eating, and then you told me that you were, like, gonna commit to Marquette, or, like, go to Marquette, and
yep.
I was, like, surprised.
Yep.
I remember I was surprised, because I really thought you were gonna go to Valpo.
Yeah, I was, but I think it was a good decision, because I've heard, not to throw shade on anybody or any school, but I heard that the students are not as fond of the university as they are here.
Yeah, I could see
and
that.
And I don't even know. I mean, that's just like an, that could be an ignorant statement because I have never like actually spent a whole like day and night there.
Yeah.
And I've never met really anybody that goes there. So I wouldn't know, but that's all I've heard. But I'm content with here. So, and obviously I would put in the recommendation as some of my friends yesterday when we were hanging out with them. Put in some recommendations to come here as well, except Chase, but
yeah, except for one guy.
But yeah, I think it could fit you well. And you want to do speech path?
Yeah, speech. Well, for right now, unless
right
I
now.
Unless I for some reason find something that like.
Well, it does change. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
It changed for me, right? Do you remember? I committed here for biochem.
Yeah, you did.
Because I want to do pharmacy, and then I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I want to do athletic training. And then switched to PT.
Because yeah. I'm taking psych next year, AP psych. And that's a class I've been excited for since, like, sophomore year. I just couldn't take it junior year because I had too many classes. But I'm excited for that one. I feel like I'm really going to like that class. And I feel like I'm really going to like psych. And then speech path and psych, I could kind of, like, play into both fields, which the cool thing about speech path is that if I wanted to work in a school, I could like work in a school, and like Mom said, I could get the summers off. But if I wanted to work in like a hospital with people like that need help speaking, I could do that, or I could work in like an office building or something. So that's like kind of the cool thing that I like about it. It's just I'll be able to find a job anywhere, and that's what the people that do speech path, because we had the college fair, we had a career fair at Fenwick, and there were these two people that had like a speech path like table, and I was talking to them like the whole time, and they were like, yeah, there's a shortage of speech pathologists, we need more people in that field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a good program here. I know a couple people. I told you that one of my professors is one of the speech path things or teachers there. And it's also it's also in the same building as all my stuff too. It's just on the other side. But yeah, I think it'd be good. Obviously you still have some time to think about this stuff. So
exactly.
It's a good start, 'cause a lot of people don't know what they're doing I mean, I kind of really didn't have an idea going into Marquette. I was like, pharmacy, like, do I want to stay in chem that long? But I decided not to. And I think it's a good decision because I don't really like chem that much.
Yeah, I was not a fan of chem.
Well, you had a bad teacher.
I had a very bad teacher.
I had a good teacher for high school and college, but I just didn't want to deal with it. You know, Lauren, he has OChem, organic chemistry, and it just sounds like it's brutal.
For me, I didn't like really bio or chem freshman year and sophomore year. I didn't like bio just because I thought it was boring, but then I realized how much I missed bio when I was taking chem because we had a horrible teacher and I just did not like it.
Yeah.
And it's not really a subject that's, you can have a bad teacher, otherwise you're going to hate it. You need to have a good teacher, I feel like, to like chem because it's like already confusing.
Yeah, you know, she wasn't that good for bio here. And I don't even know if SpeechPath takes bio. I really don't know. But
well, SpeechPath, you could.
I think it's a lot of psych.
They were the people at the table at school. They were telling me that you could. There's like a medical version of psych, and then more of like a that's like more involved than like taking psych.
I don't know. I really don't know how it works because it's a field or like that. I don't really know much. I know like a decent amount about the engineering. Because it kind of correlates with my stuff I have to take physics, but I don't know much about speech path in terms of like what classes you have to take. I know there's an accelerated program here. I think it's grad school. I don't know if it's like a doctorate program or if it's master's program, but either way, I think it's a good, it would be a good program.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it. I heard the teachers are pretty good. Based on my teacher, she's kind of a spaz, but she's good. And I don't know. I think, do you know any other schools that have a good, like, that offer it? Does Illinois
offer it? Yeah, U of I does. I think I asked about it when we, like, because I took a tour there with mom, like, a couple months ago. And they mentioned that they had it. And then when I had like a college meeting with mom at school, and the college counselor kept saying SLU has a good program, St. Louis University.
Yeah, check out SLU. SLU is like Marquette.
Yeah, and then I think she mentioned Indiana, and I think she put Valpo on there. And I just made it clear to her that I want to stay like pretty local, like you guys did. There's so many people in my grade that are like, I want to go to California, Florida, like so far. And I'm like, that just doesn't interest me.
People want to get away.
That's true. I always say that a school I would be really interested in if it wasn't so far is Providence. Like, I've seen Providence, like, in, like, stuff, and it's just like.
That's not on your list?
It's just too far.
I know some friends that could, you could reach out to them and ask them about it.
Yeah.
Ask Nelly or Zimmer. I don't know. You just have to figure out it's just like, I kind of want to, like, you have to do your research.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, I kind of want a tour because I feel like the only way you get a, you won't get a feel for anything if you don't visit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if what the counselor said with all the colleges, you should see if you can visit or, like, I mean, I don't know if they do in the summer or not. Maybe they do, but
they probably do.
You'll have options to do in the summer,
mm-hmm,
or in the fall. Because I mean, we took some days off of my senior year to go. Took some to go to Valpo, to go to DePaul. I think visiting is the best way, obviously, to take a feel. And you've been here, you've been to Illinois, so you have a pretty good, I mean, you probably have a really good feel of this campus since you've been here for like 3-4 times already. I think, and plus visiting is kind of fun because then you see you can actually visualize yourself.
Yeah.
Visualize yourself just like walking around, and I visualized coming here, walking around when I did the tour. and then it becomes a reality, and then it's like, yeah, it becomes essentially a part of your life, mm-hmm. like it for the rest of your life, because you're always going to be a fan of your college. So, but yeah, it's just, you don't, I don't know. I feel like with you, you, unless you have a clear cut decision of where you want to go, I would keep exploring.
Yeah, exactly.
Until decision day comes. But you also have to start applying by like November, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that whole, I don't really remember the whole process, and that's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
I think you just apply till November, and then you decide on May 1st.
Yeah, and then you can, like, reapply and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, through the Common App and everything, kind of sucked, but you get it done. Plus all the essays you have to write. Luckily, all the college, I mean, I don't think this requires, I mean, it might change. I don't know if Marquette requires an essay.
It might.
I don't know. That's all your research.
Yeah, exactly.
For the summer and for the fall. But yeah, you, why don't you talk about your soccer right now? Playing Fenwick soccer for the JV team. How's that going for you?
It's been a lot of fun.
How many goals do you have? Let's tally them up.
I have no idea. If we take a break, I could try and count.
She has no idea because she's scored, like, every game.
No. Yeah. But it's just because, like, I play, like...
I get those texts from Mom.
Okay. I play the 9, so all the balls are, like, coming to me. Because, like, we're kind of the team where, like, you just, like, kind of kick it over the defense. And it's, like, a foot race between me and the defense.
Yep.
And
it works.
I've gotten pretty good at that. And we had a big game on Thursday against Loyola. And Loyola was undefeated. They were the number one seed. Because we had we lost to Ignatius a couple weeks ago, 1-0. It was a really, the ref was horrible.
Was it at?
No, it was at the Priory.
The Priory?
It was at Fenwick. And the ref was horrible. Some, like, old British dude. And he gave them, like, a PK, and they made the PK. So we lost 1-0. But Loyola beat Ignatius 2-0.
Mm.
And we played Loyola Thursday, and we actually won. So that was, like, a pretty cool moment for our team.
Yeah, didn't you score the 2?
Yeah, they scored at the end of the first half, and then in the second half, like, towards the beginning, like, I got clobbered by the goalie and one of their defenders.
Yeah, I heard it was a penalty.
Yeah, and then I made the penalty, and then...
See? Mia took my advice here. My penalty strat.
Yeah, I missed a penalty, like, in the previous... Well, no.
We have a recording of that.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy.
Off,
like,
the crossbar.
The good thing is we were, like, winning by a lot, so it didn't matter. It was just, like...
Nah, but...
And then... Yeah, so I made the PK. I did take Zach's advice. I just played it to a corner on the bottom.
Yeah, I will always say, and this is to all the goalkeepers that I will play against in intramural soccer, if you're listening, I will always go to the opposite corner of my strong foot. So I will always go. Actually, no, I will always go into the same corner as my strong foot. So I'm left-footed. I'm always going to go into the bottom left corner. I'm always going to just open my body and pass it into it.
Yeah,
and that's what I told Mia to do, and she made it.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I go right foot into the right corner.
It works. It works every time.
It
because
did work.
I mean, even if you can do a little fake, like, I always do a straight run-up because then the goalkeeper has no idea where I'm going to go. So I eventually can go to the right corner with my left foot, but right at the last minute, you have to open up your body and then just go. And then even put some whip on it to curve it into there too. But it's essentially just, I mean, people overcomplicate the penalties because you really essentially just need to pass it into
exactly.
Like, I mean, it's all up to the keeper if they can read which direction you're going. And some people like to smash it in. I like to just pass it in because make it simpler on myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my advice to you as a striker,
exactly.
As a former striker, I guess. And then what was the other goal? The winner.
Yeah, we had, like, I don't know, like, we got the ball past the defense, and it was, like, going to the goalie, But she, like, it was kind of like a foot race between the goalie and the other girl that was playing forward with me, Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of won that race because she, like, played it out, and then it, like, went to me. But I was, like, kind of on a weird angle, like, on the right side of the goal. And I was on a weird angle, and I was, like, it was, like, an open goal, so I took the shot. And I think it was going in anyways, but, like, it, like, hit off, like, their defender's, like, foot, like, to assure that it went in. So, when it went in, because, like, it was, because we were, like, we were not supposed to win this game. I think Loyola took it really lightly on us, which is, like, they shouldn't.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I know, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
So, that, it was cool, and then, like, it was funny, because, like, I put my arms, because, like, I was just, like, I, like, don't, like, celebrate after I score, but like I like we were all like excited about that because like we were losing 1-0 and now we're back up 2-1, so then like I like put my arms out and then like the girls like came running to me and it was like it was exciting. And then Alexa, my friend Alexa, was like, that plays wing, she was like, you just hit the Messi. She's like, we were in Argentina for too long.
Did you do this?
Yes,
that's the Jude Bellingham, but also the Messi at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I like Jude Bellingham. He's
good. Did the Bellingham goal. But you should actually, I mean, do you have your film? You have all your film? Or
I could look for it.
You should count how many goals you have, because you'd probably be setting a record. You should.
Yeah, I should.
And a Blazer should see that. You should give it to him. We give you the call up.
Yeah.
To the V team.
Yeah, exactly.
To the big V. But it's fun. I mean, when's your last game?
I think we have like 2 more weeks because we have like the GCAC tournament this coming Friday, Saturday, and then I think we have just like a couple more games the following week.
I hope I'm back.
I think you will be.
I hope I'm back. Well, I've already been to one. I went to the St. Francis game.
Right? Oh, yeah, that was our first game of the season.
You and someone scored.
Sophie scored
2-0 with Marge insane in the goal.
Oh, yeah, Marge like carries us.
Yeah, so they have a goalkeeper who is the sister of the goalkeeper from my team's, Greg. And, yeah, she's insane.
Those two.
When I watched her.
Those two were just built to be goalies.
They're both tall. They're both just lengthy. And they, I don't know, they're just, like, perfect keepers.
I know, exactly. Yeah, Marge is,
How tall is Marge?
I think she's 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot. I'm 5'6".
I'm 5'1".
Yeah, so she just towers over us. Yes, short people.
Exactly.
But when you're smaller, you're faster. You have a lower center of gravity, and defenders can't keep up with them because they usually put their taller players on defense to win the headers. But if you have a lower center of gravity, you're just going to blow by them every time.
Yeah, that's like if we're ever having like a rough game like where we can't get anything to fall and like it's halftime and coach asks us like, do you have anything to say? I'm like, play balls to me, like through balls, because I I'm faster than their defenders.
Yeah, exactly. You just beat their defenders. That's how I played when I was like at Hiawatha and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Just like send me down the line or send me down the field and I'll get it and I'll score. So, yeah, you're the captain too. Who's the other one?
Marge, and this other girl that plays forward with me named Megan. There's three.
Marge's.
Yeah, Marge is. Marge wins all of our coin tosses. It's funny. Me and Megan just let Marge do the coin tosses. She lost for the first time the other day, but she was like, won seven in a row.
That's impressive.
I know.
I don't know how.
I'm like, you got it. I feel like I just have bad luck in terms of that.
Well, I did coin flips for volleyball, and I always lost them. I lost, I think that whole year. My senior year, I think I won out of the entire, I don't know how many games we played, maybe like 18 to 20 games. I probably won like 2 to 3 coin tosses.
Yeah, when I was.
I sucked at them.
Yeah, when I was captain last year with this other girl, she would like tell me to call them and I would always lose them.
Yeah, I don't know why, I just can't like, and even like, I guess I'm being too harsh because some of the times, I think if you're away, you get to call it. So whenever we were home, I didn't end up calling it, but I would still lose even though I didn't say anything. So
yeah, whenever I would lose, tough. I would just hope that the other team would pick, like, not what I wanted to.
Well, what do you know? What is
Alex has
what
us,
does Coach Alex, Alex tell you to say? Alex has us, like, does he want you the ball or
the,
pick
side.
The side?
He has us pick the side that, like, we start on a lot of the time. Or, like,
fair.
We, like, or, like, he has us play against, or he picks the side, like, against the wind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because ball, he's not really worried about that. He always has us pick the side. And then Marge always wins. He's like, good job, Marge.
Yeah, I think, well, we do coin flips or intramural, and I always take the ball first.
Yeah, it's like,
because I always, like, we have this, like, it's not a play, but I'm always like, play me the ball and then just run and just kick it over the top.
Oh, so yeah, that's what we do.
If we end up having, because, I mean, where we play, but down in the valley, it's so windy down there. So if you're against the wind, it's not going to work. But if you're with the wind, just have someone run down the line. Yeah. Just kick it over everybody. Should work every time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but yeah, that's the beauty of, or like what you have to look forward to in college.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited for intramurals.
Because every college has them.
Yes, exactly.
And you could, like, well, not anymore since our flag football, which I actually haven't gone to in a while because I've just had busy weeks. Volleyball, we just got eliminated. Soccer. And then I played basketball earlier this semester.
Yeah, I miss flag football. Flag football was fun.
I don't know if they have women's. Well, here at least. But I know they have all the volleyballs. They have women's basketball. Yeah. They have co-ed basketball. Co-ed soccer, which we're in right now. What else? They have, like, spike ball.
Oh, yeah, spike ball's fun, too.
They have a spike ball club.
You should join it.
Lauren and Jackson are part of the e-board there. So they help run it. So I actually played spike ball at the beach last week or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to the beach 2 weeks ago when it was really nice out. Played a game of spike ball. A little rusty. But I will say that volleyball is really fun because you play at the Annex, which is like a restaurant on campus, and in the back they have like a whole like gym section where they have the volleyball games, and it's like a whole like volleyball court, like it's specifically for volleyball too. Like there's no like basketball lines, it's just a volleyball court.
That is really cool.
So we've played there. We had our game on this Wednesday playoff game. We won the first game. We moved on, and then we lost in the second game in 3 games, unfortunately.
It's co-ed, or is it?
It's co-ed. It's 4-on-4, so it's two guys, two girls on the court. But they also have sixes, which I didn't play six. I only played fours.
Are the people that, like, is your team, like, people that you already knew, or did you meet them through this thing?
Well, it was me... It was, like, me, all my roommates for next year, and then, like, their girlfriends and their girlfriend's friends.
Oh, okay, got it.
So, all, like, it was mostly nursing people. Mm. The only people that weren't nurses were, I think it was me, Lauren, and one of our friends, Ian. Mm. But I think the rest are nurses. So, it was, like, a nursing team, with the exception of us. So... Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and, well, that's the thing. The thing about college is that there's so much to get involved in, there's so much to do, you can't, like, go wrong with anything. You can be a part of any club you want, any, like, team, any, like, intramural. There's a club sports team if you want to do that. Yeah, I mean, I found this. Couple other clubs.
Yeah, how did you find this, Aaron?
I got an email from the Wire that was sent out to everybody that was like talking about something. I don't really know what it was talking about, but I clicked on it and then it said like radio show DJ thing, and I was like, that sounds pretty cool, and I looked into it, and then it said, like, you could have your own show.
Yeah, this is sick.
I was like, I could apply for one. I don't know if I'll get it. It was such, like, a late-night thing, too. Like, it was, like, pretty, I was in my dorm, it was, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next morning, I was like, yeah, you got your, we got your show at, we could put you at 8 o'clock on Sundays in the morning. Just come in for training, like, so we can show you how to do it. And I'm like, really?
Like, the next day they told you that?
Yeah.
That's so sick. They probably needed people.
It was, like, the next weekend. It was, like, coming next weekend. So I ended up, I felt bad because the it was, like, the former, like, runner, like, person that runs all this. It was, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. You had to come here and explain everything, and it took, like, 5 minutes. So I was, like, sitting here for, like, 55 minutes just not doing anything. But, yeah, I don't know if it, so you see all, like, the board and stuff with all the shows. That was, like, not filled up at all. And then within the past year, everybody's wanted to do this, which is really funny. And it's good at the same time because you'll have a constant, like, show. I'm pretty sure there's not, like, a open slot. There might be. I don't know if there is, but there's just, like, every show is from, like, a specific time, and I chose the hour show because I think the most you could do is, like, an hour and a half.
Was
my show used to be an hour and a half.
Was the name of your show always The Lounge, or did you make it that?
No, it's always been this. It's always been this.
Like, so you named it The Lounge?
Yeah, Michael. Oh, okay. Michael helped me name it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's always been there. It's always been on the weekends. I'm trying to see the back. Oh. I don't think there's an hour and a half show. I just remember it used to be from like 8 to 9:30 or like 9 to 10:30. Is an hour and a half, which I think is, it was fun at the time, but I think that's too long.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And like, that would have been like insane to upload that because that would have taken forever. Oh, I mean, it already takes a decent amount to upload it. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this on Spotify, what up?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
If you're listening to this live, what up? But the Spotify ones are the real deal.
Hey, Eve and Alexa, I was told to give them a shout out.
Are they listening live?
I don't think live, but they're going to listen on Spotify. How can you even listen to it live on the radio?
You, it's through, like, it's through the Marquette Wire website.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how, like, it's not on, like, the actual radio, but it's on a website where you can click and tune in live.
Yeah, that's how I would watch it with mom and dad.
Yeah. So I was like, since people aren't gonna really listening to it that early in the morning, I'll see if I can record it. And it's funny enough because I figured out how to do this like on my own. Like, I didn't even use Google or anything to set. I kind of just figured it out. Did some testing.
They didn't show you how to put it on Spotify?
No, they didn't. I was like, you get the app, like the Spotify podcasting app, and it was like, all right, make an account, and then it was like RSS thing. So I looked at that. I was like, RSS, is that whatever? And then it was a podcasting site. So then I looked into that. Figured out you can like connect them,
yeah,
and then you upload it to RSS, and then you which uploads it to Spotify. So yeah, I don't, it was like a whole like process, but I figured it out, and that's how I do
it.
Hey,
it works,
I guess. I figured it, like, we also have to do this thing called Spinatron, which is like we have to put down what kind of music we play. I figured that out before they introduced it to everybody. Like this year, they were like, we're going to use Spinatron and we'll tell you how to use it. I figured that out last year before they even told anybody about it. I don't know how, because I don't even know how I stumbled upon the website.
Wait, so that's how the music plays?
No, it's not how the music plays. It's just how to, like, put down what music you play first. I don't know. Really don't know what it's used for. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I figured out how to use it before they brought it into, like, actually using it for, like, everybody's show, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm kind of proud of myself in that. I kind of figured out how to do it. So, yeah, that's kind of my experience on getting into this business.
Cool. I think it's cool how you could play music, like, in between takes and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I used to do that, but I kind of stopped because I liked having one song at the beginning and then talk or just discuss and then one at the end.
Yeah.
I think that's a good setup.
Yeah.
And our uncle used to do radio at Augustana. So, I don't know if he listens, but he's made some comments on my show before, which is good. I get some good feedback.
What did he say?
Well, we were talking about parodies, I think. And I played a song, which I can't believe I forgot the name of. But he texted me and he's like, this is perfect radio because you were talking about parodies. And then you play a song which was an actual parody. And I didn't know that. And it was kind of just a coincidence.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I guess I'm doing good radio now. But yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time.
So speaking of family, I just got a message from our cousins. And shout out to the Slaw Bones listening live from California right now.
Oh, is that, are all of them listening? Or who's listening?
Mike sent me the message.
Oh. Mike, how you doing, man?
Yeah, we miss you.
Shout out to you. We miss you. Hopefully we'll get to see you soon.
Yes.
I hope everything is well in Chico.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get together soon within the next couple months, couple years, whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
I've yet to meet the newest member of the family. I don't know how old she is now, but
she's pretty old now. I mean, when I went out there last spring break, she was already, like, she, like, could walk and stuff.
Yeah, I have yet to meet her, so
she was, like, the most independent, like, toddler baby I had ever seen, because she, like, she wouldn't let anybody else do stuff for her. Like, if you tried to feed her, she would get mad and throw stuff on the floor, and, like, she wanted to walk by herself, and she wanted to do everything by herself.
That's good. She's gonna do great things when she's older.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah, Mike, it's good to hear that you're listening, and I'll also promote that if you go on Spotify, if you have it, we got our shows from the whole year, all of last year, if you want to.
Yeah, the ones with Teddy on there.
If you want to, yeah, Teddy's on it a couple times, if you want to take a look at that. I'm just promoting my business right now.
So. Yeah, it's a great business.
It's not a business, though. I'm not making money, so this is all volunteering. This is
but it's a good version of
volunteering. This is a hobby.
I mean, it's a good hobby to have. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we still got time left, so we still got to figure out another topic to talk about. What do you want to talk about? We've moved on. We've moved from colleges to soccer.
To family.
To family, to me starting this. So what's next?
I mean,
what's on the list?
To talk about my trip.
Oh, yeah. So that's a good, great idea. For the people that don't know, Mia was just in Argentina for 2 weeks, right?
For like 10 days, yeah.
10 days, a couple weeks ago. She just got back. So why don't you explain the whole, well, not the whole thing, but explain your favorite part. What's your favorite part of the trip?
Well, it was like a school trip. So it was like an exchange program. So like, kids from Argentina, they came and stayed with like people from Fenwick in October, and so we knew we were gonna get to go for spring break, but not all of us that like hosted went. There was 7 of us that went, but there was also like a group of Marist kids that were involved in it as well, because like more kids came from Argentina, so about half of them stayed at Fenwick and half stayed at Marist. So it was cool. We got to meet all the Marist kids. And we became friends with all the Marist kids, and we still keep in contact with them. But we got to know all the kids that went to Marist, like, that, like, were hosting us. And it was a lot of fun. I keep saying that besides the days we went to the pool, my favorite part, I liked the first day Not the traveling. The traveling kind of sucked. I couldn't sleep on the second flight at all. Like, I was sitting by my friends Eve and Alexa, and I had the window. Alexa had the middle, and Eve had the aisle. And Alexa and I just could not sleep. And
Cough.
we would look over at Eve, and Eve was passed out, and neither of us could sleep. And we tried like putting our heads on each other. I tried like every position, and I couldn't sleep. And it was like a 9.5 hour flight.
Pain.
And every time I would close my eyes for like 20 minutes, and I would open them, and Alexa would do the same. We would look at each other. I was like, "Were you sleeping?" She was like, "No." I'm like, "Yeah, I can. I could close my eyes for like an hour, and I won't be able to sleep." But yeah, so we kept like standing up and like walking around the plane. But yeah, when we finally landed, it was very nice. And then we like walked outside and went on the bus to the school. It was like an hour, like ride. And the seven of us from Fen, because like the Marist kids, they had a different flight like there, so we got there like 2 hours like before them because they had like a delay. So when we were on the bus, like, because it was cool, because like when you like drive out of the airport, it was kind of like grass, like land area, like for like 10-15 minutes, and then you hit the city. And
Oh, yeah.
I really liked the city. It was just different because like there weren't like it was just a lot of like shorter buildings, and just like everybody was kind of like out and about. And the funny thing was, like, as soon as we hit the city, Messi was everywhere, like on so many billboards
Oh my God.
and like
Well, you
buildings.
have to picture when they won
Oh,
in
have
November.
you seen videos of what the city looked like when they won? Like,
Yeah,
you
it was
couldn't
all over. You
walk.
couldn't, like, people were flooding the
Yeah,
streets. Like, it
you
was
couldn't
actually
walk.
insane.
Yeah, and then so that was cool. And then it was cool because when we drove, I really liked this moment when we drove up to the school. It was weird because it's not how I pictured their school looking like. Their school was like just like on a street, but there was like this big like door entrance way, and it was like made out of bricks, and it was just weird. Like, their school was like on a street, and like the door like led up into the school, and that's not what I pictured. But like when our teacher was like, "Okay, 5 minutes until like we get to the school," we were all like nervous and like excited because we really wanted to get to see these kids again. And so when we like pulled up, they were all stand like all the kids that were hosting us were standing outside like waving.
Oh, nice.
And then we got out and it was fun. And then we got to see their school, which was cool. But the only thing that sucked was I was like really tired. But like we got
Yeah, for
the
sure.
yeah, but we were there for like for a while. Like, we ate there and we got a tour of the school. We were doing a lot of like games and stuff. And then like the last like 30 minutes, they were like giving us a presentation on stuff. And this was actually funny. So like we were in like this room, and they were doing like a presentation, and then they pull up this slide, and then the girl that was hosting me, she was like, "Pay attention to this." And like the other kids were like, "Yeah, pay attention to this." And then the teacher was like, "Yeah, so we have a deadly disease going around called dengue. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I don't know if they told you about it." We were like, "No, this is our first time hearing about it."
Oh no.
So then, yeah, the whole trip there was mosquitoes everywhere, but I didn't get the disease, so it was okay. I just got a lot of mosquito bites. But yeah, so
Did anybody get the disease?
no.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's that common, but like there's just mosquitoes everywhere.
It's like
And
the
then
Zika virus.
yeah. And then so after like we got that, we were able to like I walked back to where I was staying with my host, and I got to meet her family, and that
Nice.
was cool. And then I took a nap, and then we went to like a get together at somebody's like we it was like in somebody's like building, but it was like on the first floor in like a party room.
Oh.
And so we just got to see everybody, and it was just like a chill night.
Nice.
And then the
Good
next
stuff.
day we took the Buenos Aires tour on the bus, which was very cool. It was a lot of fun. We got to see both like soccer or football complexes. 'Cause you know about the reverse Boca rivalry, right?
Well, yeah, I was talking to your friends about
Yeah,
it, and they both like either team.
it's a huge thing. Like, they River versus the River and Boca just played each other. I think it was last week. And like they were like blowing up our group chat about it, of like, 'cause like Boca won.
Oh, actually,
Yeah.
pain, pain,
And oh,
pain.
you like River?
Yeah, pain.
It was cool, 'cause like this was like really interesting, and like they mentioned this when we saw like both like complexes. you could tell that, like, the river area had, like, there was so much more money over there than the Boca area. Like, the Boca area was nice, but it was, you could tell it was, like, less money going into stuff. Like, the river area and the river museum,
yeah,
very fancy. And, I don't know, I thought river was cool because we got to actually, like, go inside the stadium and see it. But I don't know. One of my really close friends from Argentina, Joaquin, he's a River fan, so he's kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. I just like them because I was put onto them from one of those exchange students for a couple years ago, and I got to know him, and I asked him, I was like, who do you like? And he said River, so I'm like, all right, I'll be a River.
Yeah.
I'll go for River. And so I have... I don't really follow it, but... I'd prefer them over Boca.
Yeah, I think
they're... Even though they're both iconic, and...
They're both very iconic.
What was it? I need to look at, like, who came from River, because I bet there's a lot of good talent that came out of from River.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, that... I mean, it just... the whole, like, trip in itself, like, leaving the country by yourself, it's a cool experience.
Oh, so fun.
We had a whole... show me Teddy and Teddy about our journey through Europe.
Oh, through Europe, yes.
And we could talk, like, we honest, like, I could talk to Teddy and Teddy about this for hour. Like, I could talk to him about it for hour. I mean, we talked about it for like an hour and a half or an hour, whatever, however long the show was. And that's also on Spotify. It's a good show if you want to listen to it.
Yeah, I've listened to that one.
That's a good one. And it's the same thing. You just kind of discuss, like, your moments, and the people that you'll go with, you always remember going with them, and then we didn't meet, like, we didn't go to, like, school there, because it was only, like, a week, I think.
Yeah.
But we, you get close, like, that's how I met Salinas, that's how I met Teddy, like, it's just, like, you meet these people, and then you're kind of with them.
Yeah, like,
the rest of the way, you always have that connection.
Yeah, like, one of the, because, like, for Fenwick, there was... two guys that went on the trip. Their names are Gianni and Patrick. And I've known Gianni since we were, like, little, because I played soccer with him at Hiawatha. But I had, like, never talked to Patrick before this trip. Like, I didn't really know anything about him. I'd never talked to him. And then, like, we bonded so much on the trip. Yeah. And we're, like, friends now, which is, like, so cool.
That's how it works.
And then, obviously, meeting all the Marist kids. Like, they're already planning stuff, like, to get together.
That's fire. That's what this stuff's all about.
Yeah, and then some of the Argentinian kids, they want to come back already in October.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, the last day was hard because we had school, we're in their school the whole day, and then we were, like, in this, like, big room for, like, 30 minutes, like they were like, all right, this is when you, like, say bye.
Oh.
And for me, I had a different experience, like, emotionally, because, like, I wasn't, like, crying when I was, like, hugging everybody, saying bye, but I thought this part, like, made me sad, because then we got on the bus. Obviously, like I said, the school was, like, on a street.
Yeah.
Weird. So, like, we got on the bus, and whatever, we got our stuff loaded up, and I was sitting, like, on the edge of the window with the window was rolled down, and, like, as soon as, like, they were all standing outside, like, all the Argentinian kids. And then when we were driving away, like, they were all waving.
Oh.
And then.
Brutal.
As soon as, like, we lost sight of the school, like, I just, like, broke down.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not going to see them for a very long time.
Yeah, exactly. I broke down. Well, for me, I was like, dang, I've been, like, looking forward to this trip for, like, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I just, I just can't look forward to it anymore. And now I have to go get on a plane for, like, 9 hours
and go back home.
Just thinking about how much.
United States.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the concluding thoughts, though, as we close off? What are the final thoughts? What do you have to say to the world? What do you promote about yourself? We do the hot wings, the hot challenge, whatever it's called, hot ones.
Yeah.
You know how he's like, just like, what are you promoting yourself in the world? So what do you have to say to our listeners?
There's a good chance you'll see me at Marquette, and I hope this is not. I hope this is not my last time on the show. I think we should do a show where it's you, me, and Teddy on the show.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be a very fun one. But yeah, I just shout out to anyone listening, anybody that end
of beginning. You got talking to the mic.
Oh. Put on end of beginning.
All right. So keep going.
Yeah, shout out to anybody that is listening. Shout out to our group chat with our two best Argentinian guy friends, Santiago and Joaquin. Look forward to seeing you guys in October. And yeah, just shout out to anybody that is listening. If you know me from school, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And concluding song is, I know this is a TikTok song, but the song End of Beginning by, what's his name, Joe?
Yeah, I think so, DJ O.
We kept saying, like, this was, like, the song of the Argentina trip, because it says, like, and when I'm back in Chicago. So, like,
yeah.
And I just kept hearing it there. And, because, like, it was trending, but, like, when I would be in the car, like with, like, the host parents, like, the song would be playing, or, like, when we were at, like, a hangout with people, the song would be playing.
Right.
And so we, and then on the last day, we were like, okay, we can't listen, all like the, like, American kids were like, we can't listen to End of Beginning until we are landing in Chicago. So when we were landing, like, I think we were all listening to End of Beginning. We were all saying, like, and when I'm back in Chicago. And now that song, like, just reminds me of the trip, which is cool.
Well, cool. All right, well, we'll end there, and we'll play that song. But yeah, thanks everybody for listening again. We'll be back next week for the last show of the semester, last show of the year before we're back in the fall. So be sure to listen to that. We'll make it senior night, senior day, yes. Senior morning, because we'll have Teddy and Rick Patrick come back on for their final time as a Marquette student. So yeah, we'll play this song, and everybody enjoy your weekend. It should be a nice day. It's very windy, but it's a very nice day. It should be hot out, so hopefully it doesn't rain. But yeah, we'll see everybody.
Have a good one, everybody.
We'll see you. See you later, buddy.
How's it going?